Okay. We had left off. We had just started looking into the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish of Chaykina Shema Piyus, right? If 10 days go by between the Ksiva and the Hasima, do we passel it out of a chash of Piyus? And we pointed out that both of Yochanan Reish Lakish agree that if there was pios, it would be a problem. The machlokus is just a very technical machlokus of do we think there was pios, or do we think that if there was pios, the neighbors would have heard, so menastam, there was no pios. And I point out the Tosus, the Ramaskal Kashinon, and the Rambam and the Rashba deal with the technical issue of every sugya and shas, where either we're Kashina Shema Pies, or it doesn't say Kashina Shema Pies, or it's a machlokus where we open Reish Lakish with the Kashina Shema Pies. What psychological factors make it more likely that he was mispious or less likely that he was mispious? And we're not going to conjure that together. The question we wanted to deal with was, what is this problem of Shema Peace? Right? This appears in three different sugyas. Tosus mentions all of them. In the end, Tosus admits that it's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily mean the same thing in all three sugyas. So let's stick with our sugya. And we pointed out there were sort of four pshatim as to what Shema Piyus means. That's the last thing we have on the board. Number one was Rashi. Rashi says, Shema Piyus, what's the problem? Get Yashan. Which a lot of later Rishonim had problems with Rashi Shita, notably because it's only a Chash Lechatchila. Bidyavid, it's okay, so what's the problem? So, if you look here in the Meiri, he sort of seems to imply that perhaps you're right, it's only a problem with Chathila, which is not the way it sounds like in this or most sugyas, right? In our sugya starts commenting on the Mishnah, which says psulim and machshir, right? Sounds like it's a bidyavid issue. The other sugyas also sound like a bidyavid issue. Maybe bedochak, you could say it's only a problem with Chathila, but most likely, I pointed out, I'm not sure why the other Rishonim did not take this into account, that Rashi's probably the Shitase that he thinks Get Yashan is actually possible to Yevet. Ah, the Gemara says later on, and this will give Get Yashan, that in Nisgar Shetinase, Rashi says it means only Makob Igon, but not in a normal case. So in a normal case, it's possible to Yevet, and you have to write a new Get, in which case we understand why that would be possible out of a Chash of Shema Pies. Right? So then sort of you have a choice of saying either that the whole problem is only l'chatchila, which is very dochok, even though the Meir suggested, and the Ran later on in the Vayim Vav also suggested. As strange as that sounds, but the Meir here suggests that, and the Ran and Daf Ayin Vav on Beis suggest that. But the simple pshat is no. Rashi l'shitase did Get Yashan puzzle afilu bidi eved shalom b'makom igon. Again, it's a tema to me why all the Rishonim didn't take this into account, you know, at least in discussing Rashi himself, because they do discuss Rashi's name, and they're very upset by the fact that the Get Yashan is actually perfectly okay bidi eved. Okay, but Rashi is not okay bidi eved. That's Rashi's derech. It's all about Get Yashan. What's the problem with Get Yashin? Just to remind ourselves, what the Gemara says about Get Yashin, the simple pshat, is that it's exerid rabbanan of Shema Yom Rigita Kodim Livnat. What's the problem? Problem with Shema Pius is he might come and engage in relations after the time of Ksiva. She might have a baby 9 months later. It'll look like the baby was born out of wedlock, and that's not fair to the baby. Therefore, they made it exerid rabbanan, which for Rashi is even exerid with the Eved, if there's no Egon. That's one there.
Get
Yashan is triggered. Okay, you're right, I wasn't careful. Get Yashan is triggered by Yichud because Yichud is a Chash Bia. If there was Yichud, then that would be within the Xer of Get Yashan.
Did we know there was Bia?
What? No, if there was Yichud, we suspect there was Bia.
But we know.
If we know there was Bia.
More than Get Yashan, more than just
a Okay, that's the Ramban makes the suggestion. He says maybe there's a super Get Yashan, etc. We don't know anything here. Let's be reasonable, right? Maybe somehow there's a more of a suspicion, but it's very hard to say because we don't know anything. If we know there was Bia, it would be more Chomer. I don't think so, but it's possible in Shas. Over here, we don't know anything, so it's very hard. Like, see, this is more chomer than a regular get yashan. Like, why? And that's where Rabban gets stuck when trying to defend Rashi. And that's why, in the end, he's not Rashi. Okay, another derech is Rabbeinu Tam and Rov Rishonim. I think Rov Rishonim here, right? Rabbeinu Tam and Rov Rishonim. They say, and here I'm going to be general, Bittel Haget. That's the problem, Shema Pius. Not Shema Pius and slept with his wife. Shema Pius, and he was a Vatel Haget. So he wrote the get, and again, here there's a unique level of chash, right? Says Reish Lakish, that, no, if he wrote the get, and he's waiting for them to sign it, then he's very likely to be going back and forth in his mind, and we have a serious chash that he made up with her and decided to vatel the get. And he's vatel the get. That's obviously a doraisa problem. Certainly b'dieved, that's a big chash, which we understand why it's such a big deal. Okay, exactly what b'dieved get means? Well, we're going to leave for a moment. The re attacks a Rabbeinu Tam and says, it's only problem laz. We're not really choshesh for pius. We're only choshesh for laz of pius. And the re says, laz of Bittel Haget. And he even goes so far as to say that he wants to reread Rashi, or for Rashi of get yashan. Okay, why does he want to make this into laz instead of a real chash? Okay, we understand laz is a serious chash. We had it all of the first paragraph also, that they take laz very seriously. Right? Remember, it could be the whole b'fani nech, b'fani nech, that was only because of laz, according to Tosfos, the same person. Right? According to the re, the whole first paragraph is only because of laz. Laz is a very serious thing. Why was he convinced it was only laz and not a real problem? He seems to be a bit of a das yachid here. The Rashba agrees with him. Most of the Rishonim don't agree with him. Well, because there was something later on in the Gorbat of the Baal is Ma'arer, but also because the Gemara says later on that there's no shash of pios if the Baal says, I'm declaring her trustworthy to say I didn't come. Then we're not worried about pios. If he declares that the woman is trusted, then we're not worried about pios. So the re asks, hold on a second. If the chash is bittel get, who cares that he declares the woman is trusted? If the get is batel, the get is batel, right? It doesn't matter if he declares the woman is. If you want to say it's a matter of tanai, which is discussion later on, you can say, I'm making a tanai, and part of my tanai is that you're trustworthy to say what happened. But if the chash is bittel get, it's very nice, he declared, she's nemenes alai. She's believed to say that we weren't pious. What's the difference? If we're batel get, who cares that she's believed? So that was what bothered the re, which is why he says, no, it's not that we really think there's bittel get. We're just afraid the husband will claim laz a bittel again. And once the husband said that he believes the wife, then, of course, he can't be multi laz anymore because he himself said that you shouldn't believe him, you should believe the wife. Therefore, he's not going to bother to say anything. If he does, no one will listen to him. No one will listen to him anyway. Yes?
Maybe just like a psychological thing, you wouldn't give her that much, like, if there was any chash in his mind, or any possibility of
pious,
and therefore...
Uh-huh. That's possible. Meaning maybe just psychologically, he wouldn't be... how would you defend everyone else, right? So you want to say that Tosos does not defend everyone else. Tosos gives the re the last word. Okay, that's not because of the weakness of Rabbeinu Tam's svara, that's because the re came after Rabbeinu Tam and got the last word. What? The re wrote the Tosos. At least more than Rabbeinu Tam did. Everyone's saying, no, maybe it's psychologically. He says, Nemenes alai lomar, Lobasi is the case there. She's believed to say I didn't come make up with her. Then he's not going to change his mind. He's serious about it. The Rashba suggests something similar. He says, no, maybe if he said she's believed to say weren't mispious, then if he is mispious, he would like make sure all the neighbors know because he'd want to make sure the truth is known. And therefore, we're not choshesh, he would do it quietly. Okay, there are other answers. The Rashba also suggests maybe that we only are worried he's mevatel the get if he claims he is mevatel the get, and he's not going to claim it now. But let's assume we can get out of the Re's proof, right? What's his proof? His proof is nemenes alai lomar shalom basi, which takes away the shasha pius, which he says that would only take away the shasha pius if it was all about what people think. But you could answer, could defend the other Rishonim by saying either it's an umdina, like Effie said, she'em omar kach, lo yispayis. Right? Anyone who says she's believed to say that, we're really finalized, he's not changing his mind anymore, right? That's what Effie was saying. Or you could say, it's an umdana, shem amar kach vinis payes, haya modia miyad lerabin. Now, once he said, don't believe me, if he is mispious, he's going to make sure people know right away, and therefore, if no one knows, then we don't suspect it. Or perhaps you could say, and this gets already a little more philosophical, that chashashu le bitl haget rak im haba'al ya'arer kevan the amar kach lo ya'arer. Remember we had something like this in the Be'iri a long time ago to defend Rashi Shita about Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. This already gets a little philosophical. We're worried about Bittul yet, but we're only worried if he says something. Therefore, he's not going to say anything. Okay, why are we only worried if he says something? Why aren't we worried to leave the MS? Apparently, we're not always worried about every possibility between us and Shemayim, but we are worried about the implications of, you know, people knowing this happened. Somehow, the implications of people knowing this happened are worse than the implication of this happening by itself. You know, between us and Hashem, you go by rov, you go by chazaka, assume everything's okay, and Hashem will forgive us. Once everyone starts fighting about it, then we can't handle this. Okay, so we can get out of this. The last shita is...
This seems very different than that here. No, because there's like, is there a soul in the get? Did he technically do something wrong he's not aware of? We don't really care. It could have happened, we just...
So here also is there a technical psul in the get?
No, the technical psul is he came and was mechayes. He said, I don't want to divorce you anymore. Like, that's he's I guess, it's much more likely he's going to make us think about that. Here he said that I'm not going to divorce you. He's not going to let it go through once he went through with that.
You're asking a question in the psychology of it.
Yes, there's a technical psul that nobody's aware of.
Okay.
He went and was mechayes with
that. Okay, let's leave it at that. You know, the last shot is what we saw in the rib. And one of the many answers that the Rashba gives a few answers, right? And it's one opinion in the Rashba, and it's the Ritva quotes this from Rav Pinchas Halevi. Remember, we mentioned this as a nafkamina of our earlier discussion. He says, no, the problem of Nispayas right here is, problem is Mishum Peiros. It's not a soul neged at all. It's the Gzeirah of Peiros. What's the problem of Peiros? The problem of Peiros is that since we're living Dorf Shimon, right? Problem is that Aliba Dorf Shimon, right? Ainlo Peiros Mishas Ksiva Aval Kevan Dinis Payes Shuvyeshlo Peiros Ad Shas Nesina. Right? We point out this is an afkamina of our Hakira in understanding Rav Shimon. Right? But if you assume that it really depends on where his Einayim are, Lagarsha, once he's nispayis, he gets the Peiros back. And what's the problem? And he came and get Hasel Midrabanan Shema Titroth Haisha Peiros Mishas Ksiva Shalokedin. It's a psul deron in Peiros. You tell them, why is it get pasul deron and just someone's going to steal Peiros? That's our whole sugya until now. We know that's a fact. That's an established fact. That according to Rav Shimon, a get is pasul deron and it could lead to stealing Peiros. Here it could lead to stealing Peiros because the get will have the date of, you know, Nisan in it. But meanwhile, he was mispious, so he got his Peiros back. And he gives her the get in Adar, right? He gets that 11 months of Peiros in between. Because he was mispious and his Einayim were at Lagarsha the whole time. But she's going to be Torah for the 11 months worth of Peiros from Nisan to Adar, Shalom Kedin, and steal from the Kuchos. And therefore, because of that theft, it's a Psul of Peiros. So there's a four pshat in our sugya. What's brought mispious? Either Laz, Bittul HaGet, Peiros, or Get Yosha.
I think it's mispious. I mean, if the get is not bought to, you're saying that his change of mind is enough to get back the payroll, but not enough to bring the vatel.
Correct. Correct.
Very strange.
No, it is not very strange. Who said you can vatel a get? When have you ever heard of being vatel a piece of paper? Where in halacha do we find you can vatel a piece of paper?
Oh, you mean you're putting all these rishonim on the side that you're not vatel a get?
Okay. Or I don't have to, but I can. Okay. Now, lemaisa, I think they'll hold that, so it works out. Okay. Now, where does this get more interesting? What gets more interesting is the question of what does it mean bitul haget? What does it mean bitul haget? Right? Let's remember the scenario. What's the chashash of bitul haget? The scenario is machlokes v'ruchim v'shlakish. Everyone agrees if nispayis it would be a problem. Right? The scenario is he today tells the 10 Edom to sign. They don't sign until Purim, and on Purim he gives her the get. Right? He gave her the get of his own free will. Right? Clearly he gave her the get of his own free will. After the 10 Edom signed, we're afraid in between he might have had a pius, and then changed his mind and decided to divorce her again. That's the problem with Vatel again. Maybe in between he was Vatel the get and then decided to divorce her again. Who cares if he was Vatel the get if he decided to divorce her again? Right? Keep in mind, he went after 10 days, took the get back from the agent with all 10 signatures, and gave it to his wife, and said, you're divorced. Right? So, what is this? It's not that he changed his mind back from the pius, right? That's clearly the case here is he was Matthias, and then he changed his mind and decided to divorce her. So what's the problem? The problem could be get Yosha, the problem could be Pirus, or the problem could be Bittel. What was he Mevatel? So here we have a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. We have basically three possibilities, all summarized very succinctly in the Tosfos, in Daf Lam Beis and Beis, about the machlokas Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman Daf Lam Beis and Beis. Let's briefly look at Daf Lam Beis and Beis. It's in Perak HaSholeach. What's the case of HaSholeach? HaSholeach get le'ishto v'yigia b'shliach v'sholach ha'ach v'shliach v'amalo get shenasak v'cha v'atel hu. Harei zeh v'atel. Okay, that's the ground rules. The original case of the Perak is, I send to get to my wife through a shliach. If I then meet the shliach or send a telegram to the shliach saying the get is batel, then he's not allowed to give it to my wife anymore because I changed my mind and it's no good. Okay, that's not parallel to our case yet. That's where I didn't then change my mind again and divorce her, right? What if I then change my mind again and divorce her? Parallel to our case, right? I say I don't want to divorce her, and then I change my mind and decide I want to divorce her again. That's machlokes Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman. Choser megarish bo, eino choser megarish bo. Meaning, if I'm a vatel to get, daf lam beis on beis, I say get shesat lebatel hu, and I change my mind and I want a divorce. Right? That's already not obvious. Right? It's obvious if I don't change my mind, I'm not divorced. What if I change my mind? I mean, has the cheftza been hurt by this bitl get? Can you mevatel the cheftza of get? So, Rav Sheshes says, eino choser megarish bo, the cheftza of get can be misbatel. You can be a vatel a chefta shall get. That's Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman Megarish Bo. Rav Sheshes or Chozer Megarish Bo. Rav Nachman says I can still use it to divorce my wife. The chefta is not harmed. Rav Sheshes says the chefta is misvatel. Helt like Vasid Rav Nachman, and we pass like Rav Nachman. The chefta is not harmed. So if I send to get to my wife and send a telegram to the shliach saying it's batel, the shliach has to come back and not divorce my wife on my behalf and hand me back the get, but I can still use it to divorce her again. The Gemara then asks, "Eni v'kaimel and helps like vasid Rav Yochanan da'amar choseres." Why is that true? Don't we hold like Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan says that if I give a woman money and I say I have a kudeshesli 30 days from now, she can still change her mind. So don't we know you're allowed to change your mind? So why can't I change my mind and be vatal to get? So the Gemara's answer is maybe. Hachi hasha this kachol hasam diber v'diber who also diber about the liber. There it's diber v'diber. The wife said she agreed to get married. Now she said she changed her mind. Her diber is about the diber. Oh hacha, but over here it's interesting. They don't fill out the end of the sentence. Now here it's diber. Here it's not. You know. Say rather over here nihida bat lishlichus of the shliach. Granted, you're mevatel the shlichus of the shliach. Obviously, you can mevatel shlichus. If I say get shenasat with a batel who, obviously I can mevatel the shlichus of the shliach. Now the shliach can't give it to my wife anymore. But gita gufe something something something. right? In our Gemara, getting gita gufe mi ka batel, which is not a not 100% clear what it means in the parallel in Kiddushin, right? This is asking a steer between Gittin and Kiddushin. In the parallel in Kiddushin, they have almost the exact same Shaklataria. They're starting from Yochanan and asking a steer for Rav Nachman, obviously. And what is the argur? So there, give me half a second. Argur, so there is Nihi devatli mitor shliach mitoras get lo batli. He was not mevatel from being a get. What's the difference over there? Mitoras get lo batli. It's talking about him. He was not mevatel from being a get. Over here it says gita gufe mika batel. It's not lachora. Not talking about him, but talking about the get. The get, is it nullified? It sounds like, although both these gersar salam dafka, but it sounds, as Tosfos already points out, it sounds like there are two ways to understand Rav Nachman. Either Rav Nachman saying, you didn't decide to mevatel the get itself, you only decided to mevatel the shliach, but you could have been mevatel the get itself. Or it sounds like, yita gufa yita batel. How can a get be batel? You can't be mevatel the get itself. A get is a get. You can mevatel shlichus if you want. There's no such thing as being mevatel get itself. So this is a fundamental machlok Rishonim that Tosos and all the Rishonim deal with. Let's just hazard this Gemara. Daflam and Beis on the Beis. What's the case? The case is he tells the shliach it's batel. Right? Right? This is the case of Amar the shliach. Shahaget batel. What does Rav Sheisha says? Rav Sheisha says that Bitel Chetza shall get. The Chetza shall get is batel. What does Rav Nachman say? That depends. There are two ways to understand Rav Nachman. Wait, Rav Safta says he wasn't batel Chetza shall get. But there are two ways to understand Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, right? No. Lo Bitel the Chetza shall get. Ela Rak Hashlichus. What are the two ways to understand Rav Nachman, which seem to flow from the two different yourselves, even though, you know, you can interpret either yourself like the other if you so desire? Is it that he because we interpret his das as being about to the shliach and not the chet shall get, but it could be about to the chet shall get, or is it because there's no such thing as being about to the chet shall get? Is Rav Nachman's argument with Rav Sheisha an argument in psychology or an argument in lamdas? So one way of understanding Rav Nachman is that. That he argues with Rav Sheshes about psychology. Meaning, Efshar Levatel Chetza shall get, Aval Min Hastam In Kavanoso Ella Levatel Hashlichus. Right, one way of reading Rav Nachman is, you can be Mevatel Chetza shel get if you want, but min hastam, he didn't mean to be Mevatel Chetza shel get, he only meant to be Mevatel Shlichus. Or you could say, no, he argues about lamdus. Right, this is an Ekroni argument. E efshar Mevatel Chetza shel get. There's no mechanism for Mevatel Chetza shel get. You want Bittel Shlichus? I understand the mechanism. I made you a Shlich, now you're not my Shlich anymore. It's a chiddush that you're allowed to be vatal shlichus. It's not irrevocable power of attorney. But that's not such a shliach, right? It's not such a chiddush, right? The lawyer will tell us, if you just give someone power of attorney without saying anything else, then you can be vatal whenever you want, right? But how are you mevatel a get? After all, the get's there. What do you say? It's not a get? I mean, you could burn it if you want. You could rip it off. But it's there.
Could you remove the shema aspect?
Okay. Good question. So hold that thought. Hold that thought. Now, this is the big question. Now, as why can't you mevatel chetza shel get? So, meaning what's the svara? After what does Tosfos say here? Mitoch haloshon mashva dafilu bitlo befeirush einu mevatel. From the lashon of getting, it sounds like lo batel. Even if I said I am mevatel chetza shel get. It's not batel, because there's no such thing as being batel chetza shall get. Although he points out from the lashon in Kiddushin, it sounds otherwise. Likewise, Tosfos in Kiddushin says that that in Gittin, it sounds like in Haget Misbato. So at the verse after Sarish Haget Yachali Pasal Bitov Elohi. Right, that's what he's saying. From the Girsa in Gittin, it sounds like you think Get can be a Chepta that's Bata Elohi. It's not true. As opposed to from the Girsa in Kiddushinto says it sounds like Mistome in Miskaving Levatel El Hashliach. Right? And he says here also, so this seems to flow from the different Girsos. This is the Girsa in Gittin, who says, Mika Batel? Is a Get Batel? As opposed to the Girsa in Kiddushin, which says, Mitoris Get Lo Batli. Again, keep in mind, Tosfos also knows, it's not mochach. You can interpret both yourselves both ways. You could say, no, it just means he didn't have in mind to do it. That's a lo kabato. Is the get, is he trying to say the get is batal? No, he's just batal shlich. Or you say both yourselves means it fundamentally can't happen. Was he a batal charis get? That's impossible. But it sounds like, if you read it first, Tosfos says, like, one gersa sounds one way, the other gersa sounds the other way. Why would it be impossible? So Tosfos here says, Dare yukamo mo'o she'ena misbatlos. What does Tosfos say in Kiddushin? He says, why is he using the example of money? Back to the example in Kiddushin. I tell the woman, here's a ring, here's money, right? Here's a pruta, harayat mekudeshesli in 30 achar shloshim, in 30 days. So we can still back out. She can still back out, right? But you can't be mevatel the money. Can anyone say, I'm mevatel this money that it can't be used for Kiddushin anymore? Now, obviously, that's ridiculous, right? You can't say, I'm mevatel this money that it's not good for Kiddushin anymore. That's obviously a ridiculous thing, right? You can't say a chepta is not what it is. So that's Tosfos's, he sort of starts out saying, how can you say a chepta is not a chepta anymore? If you want to say your shliach is not my shliach, I understand. You're not physically my shliach. You're my shliach because I appointed you. I can withdraw the appointment. But a get is a get. How can I be mevatel the, get? So why? Because, says Tosfos in Kiddushin, because you can't be mevatel a chefta, like ma'os, right? That's what he says. Kimo ma'os. No one thinks that if I give a woman money and retract the Kiddushin, I can be mevatel that money, that it's not good for Kiddushin anymore. It is what it is, right? Okay, Simcha is going to answer. Suggest that no. Why can I be mevatel the get but not the money?
Because it requires lishma.
Money doesn't require lishma. So it's purely a physical thing. Again, it's not purely a physical thing. Again, I can't be mevatel that it's not paper. I can't be mevatel that it's not ink. I can't be mevatel that the words aren't the words. But I can be mevatel the lishma, which is intangible and something additional to the chetza. So perhaps the answer is that I can mevatel the lishma. So perhaps the answer is that I can mevatel the lishma. That's not so pashut, right? Is lishma something which you can be mevatel once it's there? But perhaps that's the direction.
This is the thing. The thing was done, like this thing, done a certain way, and you can't.
You can't necessarily take a lishma out of a thing. Right. Okay, hold that thought. Tosfos in Gittin expresses this slightly differently. What does he say? It's Dibur Maisa, ain't Dibur Mevatel Maisa. Now again, the Gemara could have said, there it's Dibur. Here it's Dibur. The Gemara doesn't say, but maybe that's what the Gemara meant. Right? So I think these are two slightly different points, and we'll see the Nafkamina. Tosfos says, because ain't Dibur Mevatel Maisa. Maybe it's just fundamentally there's no such thing, or maybe even if fundamentally there might be such thing, a dibur can't be mevatel a maisa, right? If like, where do we see that? For example, if I take a piece of leather, that's dibur can't be mevatel dibur in that case. Give me a second. Um,
okay, we'll use this, even though it's not so precise, we'll use this example nonetheless. I take a piece of leather and use it as tablecloth. Now it's a Kliyama Kabaltoma. If I say, nope, I decided I'm bringing it to the factory and I'm going to cut it up and use it in manufacturing, it's not a Kliyama anymore. My deeper can't be Vatala Maisa. Even though, like, it is a reasonable thing that could be accomplished. Like, sure, I could repurpose this item. But nonetheless, a deeper cannot be Vatala a Maisa. So there are two possible objections to why you can't be Vatala Chavtza shall get. Either because it's just fundamentally impossible to change a Chavtza. And if you say, take away the Lashma, like, you can't take away the Lashma. Like, the Chavtza is what it is. You can't take things away from a Chavtza if they're intangible. Or because even if you theoretically could be Mavatala Chavtza, and change what it is, but a deeper cannot override a Maisa. Okay, we will come back to those points. Yeah.
But a get is a get only because of what's behind it. The get itself is nothing. I mean, someone could take a piece of paper and copy the get exactly that this guy had, and it's worthless. It's nothing because there's something. It's a representation of something. It's not a thing.
Okay, so hold that thought. Okay, you're right, but we're not up to that yet. We're almost up to that. Okay, first, this is, by the way, tremendous machlokas, right? Halacha lemaisa. Let's say a guy says to the shliach, the chetz shall get I gave you as batel, very explicitly. Or, let's say there is no shliach. The guy's holding the get and says, this get in my hand is batel. He obviously means the chetz shall get, because there's no shliach. What if he clearly means or clearly says in batel chetz shall get? According to one pshat, it's perfectly fine. He can be megarish if he changes his mind, no problem. According to the other shot, now it's batel mevatel. He needs it again. If he gives it first, he's still an ashishish government, a Torah, big nafkamina. How do we paskin on this? I mean, obviously in Hechazkin we always paskin lechomer. But how do the Rishonim paskin on this? Which two Rishonim hold that you can be mevatel lechetzah shall get? Which Rishonim hold you can be mevatel lechetzah shall get? That it is possibly mevatel lechetzah shall get if you're explicit about it. The Rambam, right? The Rambam says you can be mevatel lechetzah shall get. Did I make that up? Right? Thank you. I didn't make it up. The Rama really says it. The Rama is most famous for saying so. The Rambam says, it says, Hashaleach get beyond Hashliach ubital. Get it, Rechozim regarshu shiyurta. Yeah, if you tell the Shliach it's batal, you can still use it. It's fine. Shlo bilam jars get omzar shlichos, because you only meant to be mevatel shlichos. The Fika, Chmai get beyond a bal, but if it's in his own hands a bit low, if he's batal when it's in his own hands, when he clearly means the Chavtza, Gonsha Amar gets that bottle. Who? Ainu Magarish Loli Olam. He can never use it again. Kecheres Handishpar. It's a broken shard of pottery. It's worthless. The gears for any Gereshin. If he uses it, it's not a Gereshin Midoraisa. Okay. Vechain Imperish Beisha Bitlo Yadashlech. When Geshlach there, who bottle with Leos get? Ainu Magarish Loli Olam. So if either it's in his own hand or he tells Shliach. Not get batel hu. That can mean the shlichus. But get ze batel hu mi lios get. I'm actually mevatel from being a chavtza shall get. Then it's batel. It's possible to raisa. This is the sheet of the Rambam. It's very clear. And Tosfos also includes that way. Tosfos says the two gersos sound different ways. And in Kiddushin, Tosfos not a clear hakra. But in Gittin, Tosfos seems to have a clear hakra. Tosfos says. V'chein tzorech lomar, he says, in Gittin, it sounds like you can't be by the Chavtza, and the Kedushin sounds like you can. V'chein tzorech lomar, the get lo chashem ma'isa calls manchul givi yada isha, di lav haki tiksu l'sheshi v'rish l'vresh l'el, l'idikar v'er, okay, maybe he's not 100% clear. Aval, he seems to lean towards that. Okay, let's just say that Tosos, at the very least, allows the possibility to lean towards it, right? Tosos definitely considers this as a possibility, even though Tosfos doesn't have an exceeding, he doesn't have a clear hakra. He says, from the Lashon here, it sounds like it doesn't work. From Kedushin, it sounds like it does work. And the Chin Tzarech Lomer to get Lachash Meiser, it sounds like he's saying that you have to agree with this, after all, Rav Sheshes thinks it works. So if Rav Sheshes thinks it works, why Rav Nachman not? So Tosfos, I would say, even stronger leans towards this. He's not saying 100%, but I would say that Vekach mashma in Tosos and Gittin, that he also leans towards that possibility. All the other Rishonim deny it, say impossible, there's no such thing, it just can't happen. Right? All the other Rishonim deny it. Who are all the other Rishonim? We didn't see them all inside. Rashi sounds like it's impossible, because Rashi says, Sorry, where's the Lashon? Rashi says in the Aflam Beizum Beiz, Aval get shu be'en einu mifsal. But the get which is intact is not disqualified. Again, Rashi's Lashon is passive, not active. He doesn't say, but he didn't mean to be mevatel the get. He says a get is not nifsal. Sounds like it can't be nifsal. And he emphasizes the get is be'en. Why does Rashi have to say the get is be'en? It's intact, it's an object. Sounds like Rashi says you can't be mevatel an object. So Rashi certainly sounds like, it's not 100% clear, but the Rishonim understand it that way also, that it is impossible to bring vatal. Get you be'en. It's a be'en. You can't be vatal be'en. You can only be vatal a shlichus or something. How can you be vatal an object? So that seems pretty clear. Rashi in Kiddushin is not, doesn't give away terribly much. Seder.
When did Rashi change the shemas from Nittal to Nitzal?
Maybe what he's trying to say is that, like, I think what he's trying to say is this, like, what does it mean to be a vatal an object? Oh, there's such a thing as a puzzle get, but, like, why would it be puzzle?
You know
that
it's not just an object.
It depends how you look at it. Okay. Anyway, this is definitely mashmos of Rashi. And this is the opinion of most Rishonim. Who are most Rishonim? If you look over there, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ram, the Rush, the Tosas Rid, the Meiri. You don't have to take my word for it. You can look them all up over there. The Rid, the Rush, the Meiri, of the Ran. Basically, most Rishonim hold you can't be Mevatel Get. Why can't you Mevatel Get? Makes sense. A, because, like, what's a Shaykh being Mevatel an object? And B, even if you could be Mevatel an object, the object is a Maisa, and you're only saying a Dibur, and the Dibur cannot retract or override a Maisa. And Tosos leans towards saying that you can, and the Rambam is the only one who's very explicit and very upfront, no two ways about it, that you can be vatal again. So the question is going to be...
The Rambam.
What?
The Rambam is not masik to you.
Yeah, okay, but we generally hold that the fact that the Rambam is not masik is not a proof. That's makubal by us. Makubal by us. The Rambam not being masik is not a proof. Too many counterexamples. Okay, now the question just becomes two questions. A, what about, and which Tosfos deals with the end of this, what is this bittul again? We say Rov Rishonim hold that it's bittul again, it's pious in our sugya. Yet Rov Rishonim hold you can't be bittul again. So, how does that work? Now, this is the last line of Tosfos Daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis struggles with this already. So, the answer is there are three different ways to understand our sugya. So, one way to understand our sugya is. L'chor, what the Rambam would say. The Rambam didn't say anything about our sugya. Why did the Rambam not say anything about our sugya? Because our sugya is all aliba de Reb Shimon. Machlok to Reb Yochanan Rishlach is aliba de Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. Therefore, there's no need to bring our sugya down in the Mishnah Torah to the Skorinder Shita. We don't pass it like. So we don't know what the Rambam would say about our sugya. But we don't need to rely on the Rambam. We said Tosos leans that way. Right? And Bali Tosos are quoted here as saying the same thing. Right, the Ramban quotes Rabbein of Tam, and the Rashba here quotes the Ri. So, one is the Ramban, Bishem Rabbein of Tam, and the Rashba, Bishem Ri. What do they say? They say that it's talking about Bittel, Chetzah shall get, and it's Lefi Hashita, the Efshar Levatel get. Meaning, this is the same Shita. That's what I said. Tosas they're leaning towards it. And some Bali Tosas are quoted by the Rishonim here as saying it's Bittel Ketzer Shel Get. Okay, but Tosas points out, interestingly, it's not so Pasha. It seems to be that the Bali Tosas are Mitlat Beit very much. The Tosos, the Rabbeinu Tam and our Tosos, does he say it's Bittel Chefcha shall get? What does Rabbeinu Tam say in our Tosos? And Tosos makes a brief reference to that. And he says, don't bring a proof. What does Tosos say that Daflam Beis and Beis? He is Mithla Beit going back and forth. Don't bring a proof from our Sugya, because there's many ways to explain our Sugya. What does Rabbeinu Tam say in our Sugya? What's he Mevatel? What does Rabbeinu Tam say in our Tosos and Daf Yechesim and Beis? Did Rabbeinu Tam weigh in on this? No, Rabbi Natan didn't say how the bittel works in our sugya, in our Tosos. Okay, maybe I imagined it.
Bittel
shlichutam. It's not bittel again. It's bittel shlichus. Everyone agrees it's bittel shlichus. How is it bittel shlichus? Because what's the whole point? They haven't signed yet. So he's mevatel, not the shlichus of Nesina. He's mevatel the shlichus of Chasima. We know later on, we don't understand why yet. By the time the year ends, we'll understand why. That the Baal has to appoint the Edim as a shluch of the sign, if anyone's ever been at a get. No, it's not such popular events. But what's the minimal that there's a whole script. Some of us heard about this recently, right? There's a whole script that Bezdin's used for a get. The dayan says this, and the husband says this, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's called the script, the Seder, Seder of Minoy Shlichus, for Lenechpas Lotzis. The husband's in a rush and he's leaving in 5 minutes. What do you do? And basically it's like five lines of Shulchan Aruch or something. What do you do if the husband's leaving in 5 minutes? Or sometimes the case nowadays, the husband's not observant. And he says, okay, you have 1 minute of my time and then I don't want to hear about this stuff anymore. What do you tell the husband? He said, okay, just say this. Just say these four lines. What does the husband have to say? Minimally, right? Minimally, he says, you write a get. I am appointing you to write a get for my wife, and you to sign a get for my wife, and you to deliver the get to my wife. Okay, that's it. That's the minimum. He has to be mishalim shlichus of the Edim to sign. Why? We're not allowed to ask yet. We'll have to get to that.
We have minui
edim in kedushin, but it's not necessary. It's only for a technical reason. Okay, so it says Rabbeinu Tam in our Tosos, it is bittel shlichus. So it says Tosfos b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Notice already, everyone has a different version of Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because apparently Rabbeinu Tam, why did I have such trouble figuring out what to write on the board here? The Bali Tosos went back and forth as they thought about this. The later Rishonim had clear shitas. The Rambam had a clear shita. Tosos did not have a clear shita. They kept going back and forth. And the Rashba in our sugya b'shem Tosos, what do they say? They say, no, it's bittel shlichus. They say it's bittel shlichus. What shlichus are you mevatel? So here, there are actually two sub-formulations. Either Tosos b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, bittel shlichus lachasima. You're mevatel the shlichus of chasima. You gave the get, you had the get written, then you told these two Edom to sign it, it took them 10 days to sign it, in between the 10 days, maybe Pius, maybe you made up with your wife, and said, I don't want these Edom to sign my get. And then you get mad again, after the Edom, then they signed the get, shalom b'shlichus, against the will of the Baal, unknowingly, then you change your mind, decided to divorce her, it's possible, because you're about to l'shlichus l'chasima. Or, the Rashba, according to Tosos, is a slightly different scenario. Again, the scenario, there are many ways to get it to work out. Tosos, he says, bittel shlichus l'nesina. And he makes an okimta, shalom nasan haba'al ba'atzmo. He makes an okimta. It's not that the Baal came back after 10 days and took the get and gave it to her. No, the Baal said, sign this get, write the get, sign it, and deliver it. So, here's Vatel Shlichos. What if, we'll see, there are shitas that say you don't need Shlichos for Hasima. What if you don't need Shlichos for Hasima? No problem. He was about to just make an okimta that he also expected these Edom to deliver it on his behalf. He actually asked them to sign and deliver it. And he's Vatel Shlichos Lunasina. Obviously, he's Vatel Shlichos Lunasina, and they're nosing it without his permission. Then it's Vatel Lufoto. So, you can make a bit of Shlichos, in which case it's no problem whatsoever. Let's say it was impossible to be Vatel Shel Get. How would you interpret our Gemara? So no problem. If it's impossible to be Vatel Shel Get, you'll just say, our Gemara is not being Vatel Shel Get. It's just being Vatel Shlichos. You just have to make the right Okimta. He has been Vatel before they signed, so there's no Shlichos on Kasima. Or, he gave it on Shlichos Vatel before they gave it. Tosos mentioned a third possibility, which is what we find in the Ramban, and one day, and there's so many days in the Rashba here. All these three possibilities are in Tosos and Daflam and Beis on Beis, right? All three are in Tosfos, and Baphlama Bays of the Bays, just very, very much the Kitzer. What's the third possibility? The third possibility is the Ramban in our Sugya, and the Rashba in our Sugya. And the Rashba also says Pshat HaPeiros. He has different opinions, right? They say it's Bittel Chefta Shel Get. They hold you can't be Bittel Chefta Shel Get. Right? They say no. It's Bittel Chefta Shel Get. But the Ramban and the Rashba were the ones who held you can't be Bittel Chefta Shel Get. So they say no. Why do we hold you can't be Bittel Chefta Shel Get? It's not that we think fundamentally there's no such thing as Bittel of a Chefta. It's that, and here, okay. The Rav views this a little differently. It's that the only reason you can't be mevatel chet shel get is because deeper is not mevatel maisa. Ain't deeper mevatel maisa. But until the get is signed, you're not really maisa. Now, here you have to have a slight redefinition of maisa. Just the get that's written still counts as a deeper. After all, it's my deeper being written. It's not really a maisa until it's signed. But it's signed and there's edus on it, then it's already a maisa. Bittel chet shel get. And what do they hold? They hold that after Hasima Ein Dibur Mevatel Maisa. But, what's the Chashash here? The Chashash here is it took them 10 days to sign. The Chashash here is he was pious before Hasima. Before Hasima, it's not yet a Maisa. No, get before Hasima is not a Maisa. And therefore, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibor. Basically, if you assume the problem is that ain't Dibor Matal Maisa, then you could always say, then you could also say that way also, right? Theoretically, right? You could say, ain't Dibor Matal Maisa, and here it's just Bittul Shlicha, so you could say ain't Dibor Matal Maisa, but here it's only Dibor being Matal Dibor. Because a get that's not signed is only a Dibor, because when you just write what you say, that's called Dibor. It's only called Maisa when you do something besides writing down what you say, such as having testimony on it. Okay, so we have three ways of explaining an Arasugya. Again, all three of these are in like half a line in Tosafot Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. So it says, don't bring a proof that you can Mevatel Chefta Shel Get from Daf Yud Ches, meaning maybe it does prove it, but because you can only say like Rebbeinu Tam said over there, meaning it's Bittul Shlichus. Or you could say, Hasim Shel Nechtel Mechashe Gar Maisa, until Hasima it's not a Maisa. Okay, all these three opinions are there. So we have now three ways of interpreting in our Gemara what the problem of if pious does mean bittel, what is the problem of bittel? Either bittel shlichos, but there's no such thing as being vatel chetz shel get, or bittel chetz shel get. You can't be vatel a finished chetz shel get, but you can vatel an unsigned chetz shel get because and obviously assuming you don't mean shlichos or chasima, this will work out. The you can vatel an unsigned chetz shel get because an unsigned chetz shel get is merely a maisa. Is merely deeper, sorry. Or no, Taka, this works according to the Rambam Shita. And some Bali, seems like all the Bali Tosa at one point in their life held like the Rambam Shita. That you can mevatel chefta shel get. Okay, that's in terms of our sugya. Now, someone will take a picture of the board. Now that we understand all the different ways of being mefarish, the problem in our sugya, let's get back to the most interesting question, which is, how exactly does this bittel work for chefta shel get? After all, intuitively, we would have said, you can't be mevatel chefta shel get, because it's there. If it's it is what it is. You can't be mevatel chefta. You can only be mevatel a shlichus. How can you mevatel a chefta shel get? So what's the svara of the Rambam and the Bali Tosos, you know, on Wednesdays? Who says you can vatel a chefta shel get? And I don't mean on one level you could ask in a very technical sense. Well, what's the story you can vatel a chefta shel get? It must be they think that get is deeper, not maisa, and therefore you know asi deeper umevatel deeper. Why is get a deeper? Many say because the baal only talked. The baal didn't do anything. Okay, that's a very technical sense, but I'm interested in a more fundamental sense. Like since when can you vatel a chefta? Like. I'm most interested in answering like this objection. You can't be mevatel a thing. Why can't be mevatel a thing? And I know Simple already told us. But that's not, I'm not sure that's the only answer. So, what's pshat in Svaras HaRambam? What's the Svar of the Rambam? And Bali Tosos, maybe, Right?
Why are we so sure that that is an answer? We can't be Mivatsa to come out and say the show.
Give me a... That's, you're making assumptions. Did I invite you to come in this morning and make assumptions? You're making assumptions. As far as Rambam, the Tosfos, the Efshar, Levatel, Chefza shall get. That's true, but two wrongs don't make a right.
It's not his fault.
Okay. No, that's not fair, because there's some Achronim who want to limit what the Balei Tosfos said. Okay, so what's pshat? So what does one derech is to suggest? One derech is what Simcha's suggesting, is that how are you mevatel here? Obviously, you can't mevatel a physical chetza. That's clear. I can't say this is no longer writing on paper, or I can't say the words don't say a, Reuven ben Yaakov. But rather they say, we the people of the United States of America. It is what it is. However, a get has something beyond the physical, which is the lishma. And the lishma is even a deeper. After all, what is lishma? I understand the sofer does a mice of writing, the aiden do a mice of signing. But the lishma is the deeper, the baal. The baal has to authorize the get. And the lishma has to come from the baal. We'll learn later on that. Okay, again, we're getting to a sugya, a very fundamental sugya later on. But a simple shot is that the Gemara says, a get is no good unless the Baal told the sofer to write and told the Eden to sign. All right, let's call that Lishma. So, one possibility is, what are you Mevatel? So, one possibility is that Efshar Levatel the Lishma. And Lishma is deeper, Levatel deeper. Right? Efshar Levatel Lishma, that answers the question of happy Levatel Chefza. Not Levatel Chefza, Levatel the Lishma of the Chefza.
But it was done Lishma already, so it's there.
So that's the Chedesh. The Chedesh is that. Okay, give me a second. And that's easy, and then that's Asi Dibur, the Bittel, the Levatel, Dibur, the Lishma. After all, the Shema is more of a Dibur. The writing is the Maisa. It can't be Mevatel the Maisa, but I can't be Mevatel the Lishma. Now, the question is, as Tosos, how do I know Tosos thought this is what you're talking about, Bittel Lishma? Why? Because what does Tosos bring us his classic example? Sefer Torah. Says, you ever heard of Mevatel Sefer Torah after you wrote it? Right? The stomach before you write it, that's different. Like, Sofer says, I'm going to write the Sefer Torah Lishma. He says, no, I'm going to write a Shalom Lishma. Okay, now we're going to write a Shalom. But after you write that, that's no cuts. But after you wrote a Sefer Torah, you clearly can't be Mevatel Lishma. That's Tosfos brings proofs from later on in Gittin, but I think it's obvious sauce that you can't just say, I'm Mevatel Lishma of the Sefer Torah, the Pasal. I'm Mevatel Lishma of the Mezuzah. I'm Mevatel Lishma of the Tzitzis. I'm Mevatel Lishma of the Matzah. Right? No one ever thought that, you could go Erev Pesach and say, I'm Mevatel Lishma of the Matzah. Sorry, now we can't be Yotzei. No, how can we Mevatel Lishma of the Matzah? And that's what Tosfos says. Here says Tosfos. On Daf Lamed Beis, he says, "In Kasav Adam Sefer Torah Lishma in Yochel Lachzor Levatel, right? How can you mevatel? You can't be mevatel Sefer Torah Lishma. What's pshat? You can't be mevatel Sefer Torah Lishma. So how come you can be mevatel a get Lishma?
First of all, you're not mevatel the Sefer Torah at all. When you have to have a Sefer Torah Lishma, the Lishma goes on the Ketiva, not on the." Not on the Sefer Torah, the Ketiva, or the Shemir on the Matzah has to be done in the Maisa, not on the object.
Aha. Hold on a second. First of all, you're making an assumption, but it's a fair assumption. But let me ask you a simple question. The Lishma of a get. Where do we learn the word Lishma of a get? Where do we learn Din Lishma? The Chasav? La Lishma. Sounds like it's Din in the Maisa, just like Sefer Torah. The Chasav La, the Ketiva has to be Lishma. So, you're making assumptions here, which I'm not ready to be cobbled yet.
But that's more, because like I said before, the get is only, is a piece of paper is not a get. It's not kedusha, it's anything. There's something behind it. Different than the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, once it's written, it's written.
Aha. Okay, so hold that thought. That's already starting to sound a little like what Tosfos is saying. Give me a second here. So, maybe if we assume, yeah?
Create the object. The Shema get is not just
creating the get is love. Yeah. It has to be the bow to the isha. In other words, it's the whole process.
Okay. Let's think about this. Now, let's think about this for a moment. Let's take one possibility. Let's stick with this possibility of Batul Lishma. That's clearly what Tosfos is assuming, because he starts bringing kashas from Sefer Torah, right? You can't be Mevatel to be Mevatel Lishma. So the question is, what about Sefer Torah, Tzitzis, Tefillin, Matzah, and everything else, right? So, why is get different from Sefer Torah, etc.? So one possibility the Rav brings up, although not so much in this piece, one possibility is it could be a question of who has the right to be Mevatel Lishma. Let's talk about, for example, Baila Shaitlis, meaning the husband, maybe this is what's saying, the Lishma is a specific Lishma of the husband, right? He is particularly shy into it. Why? Because it's not just Lishim Girishim. It's Lishim Ha'ishu. We know the first Mishnah in the third parak says you need three things: Lishim Girishim, Lishim Ha'ish, and Lishim Ha'isha. So therefore, maybe the husband has the right to Mevatel this Lishma because it's a Lishma about him. When it comes to Sefer Torah, I know the Sofer wrote it Lishma. But the Lishma is not particularly shaykh to the Sofer. Once he already wrote it, why is this Lishma have anything more to do with him than with every other Jew in the world? Right? He might not own the Sefer Torah. Even if he does own the Sefer Torah, it's coincidence that he owns the Sefer Torah. Right? He's not the one who's going to lean from the Sefer Torah. Even if he does, it's coincidence. Right? This Sefer Torah is available for anyone to buy and to lean from, etc. Same thing for tzitzis, same thing for tefillin. It means those lishmas are not tied to a specific person. So maybe it's just, yeah, theoretically you could be mevatel anything lishma. However, the lishma is not, there's no person who's authorized to be mevatel at lishma, because the lishma is not for a certain person. And even if there's a bailim, but the Lishma is not only for him, Lishma is for the next guy who he sells it to also. And if he dies, Lishma is for his kids. And if he's mafgarit, if he loses it, Lishma is for whoever picks it up and then veda from the street after Yesh, etc. So you could give a technical answer. The Rav suggests this as well. Maybe you could give a... One possible technical answer is that it's a matter of bailus, by which I don't mean physical ownership. L'chora, here, l'chora... Everyone might admit that if you don't physically own something, maybe you have no right to mevatel the lishma that you already sold to someone else. But I mean, by bailus, I mean that the lishma of get is for a specific person. So he has the right to be mevatel. But the lishma of Sefer Torah, etc., is for all Jews. Oh. Right? All Jews could wear the tzitzis if it's made lishma. All Jews could eat the matzah if it's made lishma. There's no such thing as lishma for my eating, lishma for my talis, lishma for my shul. Right? So, no individual has the right to be mevatel. Now, the zechidish, you might say, no, whoever did it can be mevatel. Right? The sofer can do it. Or you could say, whoever owns it, b'dinei onus, can be mevatel. It's not so obvious. You might have said, no, what do you mean? There's a bailim. The bailim is whoever did it. He made this chalos. He keeps this chalos. Or the bailim is whoever bought it fair and square with his own money. Whoever owns it could throw it in the garbage. It's also what I'm saying. He could, right? So he could. Okay, that's one possibility. Give a technical answer. Give me a second. Another possible technical answer is what Tosfos gives. Tosfos has a different technical answer. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, it's all about Dibur and Maisa. Says Tosfos in Daflam Beis and Beis. The Cholzman Ksiva Sefer Torah Lishma is a Maisa, he says. Well, Cholzman actually get Liad Ha'isha L'choshevar Maisa. Maybe a get is not a Maisa until it's given to the woman. Okay, that's a Chiddush. What do I think he means by this? Why? I think what he means by this. Once a Sefer Torah is written, you've done everything you need, right, to make it a full Sefer Torah. Once the matzah is baked, so now it's matzah. A get is not really anything until it's given to the woman, right? The get has no effect whatsoever. It has no significance until it's given to the woman, and that's a chiddush, right? You might say, no, it's a get. It's ready to give. I mean, do you say the get is ready to give to the woman, just like the Sefer Torah is ready to lean? Or do you say, no, a Sefer Torah, once it's written, it's written. There's nothing more that can be done to make this more of a Sefer Torah. A get is not really anything till it's given to the woman. That's a big finish. And the Rambam says, the Tosos, he says, it is a technical point. What is the technical point? The technical point is that a Sefer Torah Kosov equals Gemar Maisa is a full Maisa, but a get, Shelo Nitan Laisha, is not Gemar Maisa, and therefore Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur. Technically, what's a Dibur, what's a Maisa? A get that's not handed over yet is not a Maisa. A Sefer Torah that's written is a Maisa, because in Sefer Torah, the important part is writing the Sefer Torah. Then you have completed your work. In Gittin, the important part is giving it to the woman. Until you give it to the woman, it's not really called a Maisa. And therefore, you know, you can still be Mevatel. Looking at it from a technical Dibur Maisa perspective. So you're saying maybe it's not very tactile. Maybe it's saying something very, very, very fundamental, which is that.
Maybe it's not the Shema's three separate processes. Maybe it's one of the Shema's one big process.
Give me a second. You're right, but give me a second.
I don't agree with that.
What?
I don't agree with that.
So give me a second. So even saying that I'm making it sound very technical, maybe the point is not technical. It's like Sefer Sefer Torah. It's a Sefer Torah once it's kosher. Matzah is matzah once it's baked. V'chuli v'chuli. A get is not really a get until it's handed over to the woman. And that's what I'm saying. It's not called a get until it's handed over to the woman. So you haven't done anything until you hand it over to the woman. Okay. Then you have to figure out exactly what you mean by that. Although so does everyone else. Okay. Great. How technical you consider it, you know, is not necessarily ma'akev. Meaning a get that was not handed over yet is not a real, is not a full get.
Why is that any different than the Balamur about stars? The star that's not handed over is still not a star yet.
Fair enough. Meaning the point of a get is only significant in that the woman has this this document that establishes her as being divorced. Until then, it's really not anything. A get that a woman's not holding is not really a get. Right, that's the real point. A get that not, or it's not a get, I don't mean you can't quote the word get, until it is held by the Isha. Only then does it become a get. Only then does it become a get. That would work very well if you understood that the shtaris are all about handing over a proof to the other fellow. Till the proof is handed to the other fellow, it's nothing, it's not chal. Maybe the eidos isn't even chal till it's handed over. You know, from a perspective of looking at get as shtaros, which all have to do with establishing proof, as sharaya, right? And even if you have eidim sirakarsi, where Elchanan said it's mucha, which is not mitocho, it's a shtaraya. If you're looking at it as the raya, then it's really not anything, as the Balamor pointed out, till it's handed over. Okay, great. Now, where do we see this approach? Some achronim want to take this inyan and say, and you know what? If we say that, really, it's not that no one has the right to mevatel anything but a get. Theoretically, you can mevatel everything or not mevatel everything. It just depends. Dibur and Maisa. Then maybe you can mevatel a Sefer Torah. What would you need in order to mevatel a Sefer Torah? You just need a Maisa, because Asi Maisa, mevatel Maisa. And that's exactly the sheep of the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a big chiddush, based on this Tosos. Tosu says, well, the only difference is Dibur Mevatel Dibur Vein Dibur Mevatel Maisa, then you can Mevatel Sefer Torah with a Maisa. And what's he saying here? He's not Sefer Torah, he hasn't found a good example, but Shem Hashem, we know there's two different cards of the Shema, we're not going to learn this now, the Sefer Torah is written in the Shema, the Shem Hashem has to be written in the Shema. Says, let's say you added a letter to the Shem Hashem, or put dots on the Shem Hashem, and therefore ruined it with a Maisa. Then maybe, even if you erase that, it's puzzle because the Shem Hashem is not Lashma. Maybe you can erase Lashma of Shem Hashem. Not through a Dibur. You can't say, I am hereby declaring the Shem Hashem I wrote Lashma is not Lashma at all. I really meant Yashda. No. That's too late. Ain't Dibur Vatal Maisa. But maybe you can be mevatel it if it says yud, hey, vav, and hey, and then I put, I don't know, I put an aleph beforehand and a dalet after, and says, oh, it's just the idol eguhad. This has nothing to do with Hashem. Even if I erase those, it could be puzzle because it's not l'shma. I would erase the l'shma. Now the Mechilef says, here yesh l'ayin harbe. Is it called a maisa if the maisa is next to it but not inside it, right? Because you're saying next to the Shem Hashem, not inside the Shem Hashem. So yesh l'ayin, he says, but after it's called a maisa, so he says, maybe you can be a vatel sefer Torah through a maisa. And he says, ein kamakum l'harich v'sugya of hita l'muteles. But the Shagas Aryeh was Ma'arich in that sugya. There's a famous Shagas Aryeh, came before the Menuchas Chinuch, and says, why, interesting question, big sugya we're not going to now. If someone, hitel l'mutela, someone puts extra tzitzis, I have four corners, I have tzitzis, eight strings, four strings, however you count them on one corner, I put another eight strings on that corner. Says, according to many deis, that's puzzle, even if I take eight strings off. Why is that puzzle? Even if I take off the extra ones and leave on the original ones, why is that puzzle? Says, the Chassidim act is no longer l'shma. Because by putting on extra, I've been vatal the mitzvah, now it's not l'shma, and I've vatal l'shma through a maisa. Now these tzitzis are not tied l'shma. I can take the l'shma out of tzitzis by doing a maisa. I can take l'shma out of Sefer Torah by doing a maisa. Meaning, there is a sheet in the Achron of that, and all their rayas are from our sugya. They don't rise anywhere else. Chassidim is trying to answer up a sugya in Menachos of tzitzis. But what's his raya? His raya is right here. His raya is from Daf Lamed Beis, right? And he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, "M'hayav yadagetu bitlo, etc." Harei he's chazuk kecheres hanishvar. Harei the sphere like the afi shenitzel get pilchasum uvatlo acharkach batul legamrei v'enu chozur megarish b'liolam. V'achinami afi shetitz alolam nasav nishlu bebeges et pilchasan and uvatlo mitor tzitzes b'tel liolam and nifsalu v'efshel lehem lachsor lehech sheiron lehech sheiron od. And he says, even though most Rishonim argued on the Rambam, it depends on the two Gersos, the one we have printed in Kedushin versus and not just we, the one Tosas already had in Kedushin, the one Tosas had in Gittin. Nonetheless, according to some poskim, it works out, and you then work out, etc., etc. So you do have this idea that maybe Taka and the Shmaya Bottle. What would come out of that? What would come out of that is the Nafkamina is that you can be levatel the lishma of Sefer Torah or tzitzis if you do a maisa to be levatel it. Okay, that is a big chiddush that you can levatel lishma al yidei a maisa. What is the logic that you can levatel lishma through a maisa? Like, what's the common sense logic that you can vatal a shema through a maisa? This is a fascinating chiddush. Vatal a shema through a maisa. In mitzvahs also vatal a shema through a maisa. Except there are technical differences. The lechora, you'd have to say, there are two ways of understanding l'shma. There are two fundamental different ways of understanding l'shma, and this is true of all the l'shmas. As a matter of fact, when we learn zvachim, some faces are familiar from zvachim days. We discussed this at great length. One way of understanding the Shema? The Shema could be a din in the Maisa, or the Shema could be a din in the Chatzah. What do we mean by that? Let's say you need to write a Sefer Torah Lishma. One way of saying it's a din in the Maisa Ksiva. The Maisa Ksiva has to be Lishma. You need to Shecht Kodshim, right? The Vachem Day is Lishma. It's a din in the Maisa Shechita. The Maisa Shechita has to be Lishma. It's a din, the Torah requires certain maisa, the tnai that maisa, it has to be lishma. There's a different way to understand lishma. Lishma is about the identity of the chetza, what we call the yi'ud of the chetza. What's good English for yi'ud?
Destiny.
Yeah, but, what? Yeah, I know we all like the rub. But here I'm looking for something a little perhaps, designation, something in between designation and destiny. Meaning, for what is this object set aside, right? For what is this object parallel to, right? That's designation, right? Parallel to, for example, Tumah Vatara, right? Is this being used as a kli? Is this being used not as a kli, et cetera, right? So what is the designation of this object? What do we mean when we say you have to write a Sefer Torah Lishma? You have to designate this is an object that is for the sake of Torah, for the sake of learning Torah. What does it mean, tzitzis Lishma? This has to be for the sake of, it has to be designated as something to be used for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is to be designated as an object to be used for the sake of matzah, the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. It could be that l'shma is in the chefza. The maisa is the way to define the chefza. How do you define a chefza? The way you define a chefza is by a certain critical maisa. The way you define a chefza of bread is by the maisa of, let's say, at the very least, lisha, perhaps lisha va'afia. The way you define a scroll is with the maisa of ksiva. The way you define a thread is with the maisa of spinning, of tviya. And the way you define a tassel is with the maisa of tying. The way you define a writing surface with the mice of tanning, etc., etc. So here, is it that the mice has to be done l'shma, or is it that the chefta has to be designated for a certain purpose? If you understand the mice has to be done l'shma, it's hard to imagine how anyone can battle that. What was done, as Aaron has said, lo pam v'lo pamayim already today. But if you give me a second, if you say, no, the mice is just a hitimtzi of defining the object as omid l'davar l'matara mesuyemet, then you can understand how you can always be mevatel that. Just like I designated it for a certain purpose, I can undesignate it from that purpose. Now, I might need a maisa against a maisa and a deeper against a deeper, etc. But I think what you would say is the svara would be that lishma is not a t'nai in the maisa, but a designation of the chefza, and therefore I can be mevatel that designation of the chefza if I do it strongly enough. I have to do it strongly, not weakly. To change the designation, I have to be as strong as what I originally made the designation. But it's not so crazy to say that perhaps you can undo a lishma, and let's go back to this get. Again, what is lishma? Lishma doesn't mean it's a t'nai, it has to be written with the right machshavas in mind. The shema means that it has to be designated as for the sake of plony, divorcing, plonus. Once the husband vatel, he says, no, this is no way being used for plony, divorcing, plonus. I absolutely will never use it for that. Then he can vatel the designation of the chefza.
That second approach, does it always have to be an unencumbered lishma? In other words, what if he said, this sacred Torah is lishma except for people over 6 foot four?
I'm going to assume that you can't put a t'nai in lishma. Okay, yes.
Well, we're not dvachim. We thought this was the sort of the agreement on this. We were talking about whether stam and lishma would make a distinction. But we were kind of clear that he made that distinction with David. It's only David coaching the group, if I remember correctly. But you said, I mean, I didn't read it in front. But we had the chakira, then maybe by gittin it's also, but by everything else it was kind of clear that it's just the maisa and not the...
Okay, let's think about it. Now, yeah.
Going back to Tosis, and understanding Tosis as you have to get and be able to, only when you get into the issue. But basically you can't identify Tosis with the Rama, because basically Tosis is saying you can't be without that.
Unless you want to say that's what the Rama means also. Unless you want to say the Rambam also means that.
Yes, the Rambam is very clear that I read the Tosis on that one day, so I understood Tosis exactly. There's become to get only with the Maisa. And the Tosis is saying that there's no din of Bitul Chetza Shel Get.
We might be arguing about semantics. We have to value that. Okay, now, I just want to, the Rav, certainly in the Shiurim, it's not as in the Eretz HaTzvi, it's very clear in Rav Shechter's presentation, and in the even in the Shiurim, it sort of comes out, wants to say perhaps a more fundamental difference. Meaning, why can you mevatel, if you're mevatel the Shema v'get, it is striking that we never heard of mevatel Shema of anything else until I found an obscure Shagas Ari Mechassim. No one said it before the Shagas Ari and the Menuchas Tinach. So again, we have possible differentiations. But what the Rav liked to say is that there's a fundamental difference between the Lishma of Get and the Lishma of all these other things. What is the fundamental difference between the Lishma of Get and the Lishma of all these other things? Which is that in
In everything else, here's the chiddush. Let's look at matzah lishma. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to eat matzah. What is the preparatory stage? The preparatory stage is baking matzah. And that has to be done lishma. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin. The preparatory stage is to make the tefillin if you made lishma. The mitzvah is to wear tzitzis. The preparatory stage is to make the tzitzis. They have to be made lishma. The mitzvah is, here I'm going to go a little bit out on a limb, but let's say the mitzvah is to lean a sefer Torah. Right? And the preparatory stage is writing the sefer Torah. And that has to be written. That has to be written lishma. In general, the creation of the chefza is separate from the main goal, which is what we do with the chefza afterwards. Says the Rav, this chiddush we've seen time and time again, the Rav says it is very different than the way the Torah describes gittin. Right? When the Torah describes everything else, ukshartim osal yidecha v'yulatotot osbein yidecha, and okay, so you have to prepare it lishma. You know, tofu matzos, you have to prepare it lishma. Okay, some of them supply no more ambiguous, but we can fit them in. Over here, what does the Torah say? What does the Torah say? The chasav la sefer krisos v'nasan v'yada v'sholchami beiso. The Torah doesn't say you should give her a sefer krisos that was niftav lishma. The Torah says you should write a sefer krisos and give it to her. And as the Rav likes to say, which is basically just Shudur Shal Mikra, the ksiva is not a preparatory stage to the nesina. The ksiva and the nesina are one process. No one is going to say that writing the Sefer Torah and laning it is one process. One joint chalos, one joint kiyum. No one's going to say that baking matzah and eating it is one process. No one's going to say that spinning tzitzis and wearing tzitzis are one process. However, it says the Rav, because of law, Sefer Kedosh Menas B'yada, is very different. That is, of course, why we'll find there are many differences between, according to many shitas, there are many differences between the lishma of get and the lishma of the various chefzei mitzvah that we might be tempted to compare it to. So says the Rav, now we understand why get might be different than all these other things. In Sefer Torah, let's say Sefer Torah is written. The writing is completely finished. Right? You're finished writing the Sefer Torah. Tomorrow you want to lean from the Sefer Torah? Those are two different things. Like, the Sefer Torah is written. It's too late to do anything about it. You haven't started leaning yet. Matzah. The matzah is baked. It's too late to do anything about it. In get, however, you're in the middle of divorcing your wife. You're smack in the middle, right? You have written the get, the kasav, but you haven't divorced her yet. You're still in the middle of the process of gerushin. If you're in the middle of a process, and it says the Rav, that's what lishma is all about. Why does a get have to be written lishma? A get has to be written lishma because the meaning of get being written lishma is that the ksiva is also part of the gerushin. Why does the ksiva have to be lishma? The ksiva has to be lishma because the ksiva is part of the gerushin. The ksiva is not the preparing a prop for gerushin. The ksiva is not a preparatory stage for gerushin. The ksiva is part of the gerushin. That's why he points out, the Rambam says, if you write a get before you marry the woman, it is possible because it's not lishma. There are many ways to interpret that. He says, well, because you can't say that I've started the process of divorcing her. You can only divorce someone after you're married to them. So if the Rav Bechidosh, that lishma, ksiva lishma, is not just a requirement of ksiva lishma like everything else, you have to prepare the right chefza. Ksiva lishma means, it's not just that, you need a chefza that's like omei l'kach, that's defined as a chefza lishma. Ksiva lishma means that you are in the middle of divorcing her. You've done half the gerushin, you haven't done the first half of the gerushin without the second half of the gerushin. If so, said the Rav, now you could take this back and say, that's really what Tosfos meant. And that's what maybe part of what Abe's saying, more than technical, although I'm not sure if this is how he meant it, or if he was committing himself.
the here, everything else, you finish something. When you finish something, you can't say, I'm a vatal everything I've done. Over here, you're in the middle of something. Not only that, when you are in the middle of divorcing your wife and you say, no, I retract the first half of what I did. You have the right to retract the first half of what you did. And you say, no, I changed my mind. Once you change your mind, you take your decision to divorce out of this. Net, what?
By coaching. Like the Greeks said, by coaching. You change your mind after the acrobat.
Ksivas get is part of Maisa Gerushin, not just a creation of a Hefza, like the other Lishmas. All the other Lishmas are creating a Hefza. What do you do with that Hefza? Oh, there's lots of interesting things to do with the Hefza. Over here, the Ksivas get, and that's why, by the way, just what's my proof? The guy who's eating the matzah doesn't have to bake the matzah or tell someone to bake the matzah. Right? The guy who's wearing the tzitzis doesn't have to spin the thread or tell someone to spin the thread. The guy who's leaning from the Sefer Torah or who owns the Sefer Torah doesn't have to tell the guy to write the Sefer Torah, etc., etc. Right? But over here, the Baal has to tell the Eidim, tell the Sofer to write, and the Eidim to sign why, explains the Rav, because it is part of the Maisa Gerushin. If so, therefore, it is not a Gemar Maisa yet, like Tosa says, right? But even more fundamentally, and it is not a but it's even further, and being the vatel, an object which might be impossible, but retracting, right, his retracting his Maisa Gerushin. It's not that he's saying, oh, there's this object, I want to ruin this object. I don't have a hammer, so I'll ruin this object a different way. No, he's not saying, I want to ruin an object like the parallel Sefer Torah, etc. Right? So you could put this back into Tosu. You could say, that's why I thought of Gar Maisa, because he's still in the middle of doing something. But you could say differently, no. It's not just about the Diba and the Maisa. It's about the comparison to Mos. Tzitzis are tzitzis. You can't break them without tools, right? A Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah. Matzah is matzah. However, here, I'm not trying to destroy a Hefza. I'm just trying to retract the mice that I've done. In the middle of doing the mice that I'm saying, I take back the mice that I've done. Taking back the mice that I've done, it's not like there's a Hefza sitting there and I'm trying to destroy it, which perhaps I have no right to do. No, I'm just saying, I did half this, I take it back. Then I did the second half, okay, but I took back the first half before they did the second half, and I haven't done a full Maisa Gerushin. Because he's in the middle of the Maisa Gerushin, therefore he has the right to be in Vatalis. And, you know, one could certainly quibble about the relation between all these three, and the Rav does, and some in the formulation of the Shurim seem to combine them a little more. But I think that still you could see this as the difference being, let's put it this way, technical difference. Here, there's one guy connected. By the other things, there's no one guy connected. Or over here, there he's completed something more. Over here, he hasn't completed something more, and therefore getting the technicalities of mice and deeper. Or I want to say more fundamental. No, all of these things are hinting at something else. Here, there's one guy in charge of it. And here, he hasn't completed it yet. What does that mean? What that means is that over here, it's not just creation of a chefta and doing something with a chefta, but an elongated mice garrison. What is the mice garrison? What I'm claiming is the mice garrison is not handing over a piece of paper. The Maisa Gerushin is Ksivot Nesina. That's the Chiddush. The Maisa Gerushin is Ksivot Nesina, not Nesina's Dover HaKosov. Why would that be? Interestingly, because Nesina's Dover HaKosov That is a very formal act, etc. Ksivan Usina means he is expressing a message to her, right? Rav Lichtenstein, in the first siman of his Sefer on Gittin, has this interesting chakira. Is Gerushin a formal Maisakinyan, or an experience of Shibuach, right? He is communicating something about the relationship, something very negative about the relationship to her. Right, so the I think that might be the point. It's Ksiva Messina, the Baal expressing himself, expressing a message to his wife, his message. It's a personal message. It's not him giving her a piece of paper with a certain formal power. It's he's expressing a personal message to her. Okay, if he's mevatel that message in the middle, then he certainly has the right to mevatel that in the middle. These certainly all come together, but I think that it's taking it a step further, it's not just that you look at technically the power of your bittul versus the power of this, it's that what are you mevatel? Are you mevatel meiser in the middle of that you're right to mevatel? Are you mevatel a chefta that's already prepared and that now someone else has to do a meiser with, or you yourself have to do a meiser with? That's different. If I bake matzah, now I want to eat it, I can't be mevatel in between. The baking is done, the eating hasn't started. If I am saying something, and after saying half of it, I retract, and then say the other half, that's too late, because I already retracted the first half. Okay, we don't have much time, and we haven't even finished the previous year yet. I just want to point out, the Ktsos takes this in a very different direction. Says the Ktsos, it has nothing to do with Lashma. Ktsos has nothing to do with Lashma. It's a red herring. Ktsos is barking up the wrong tree when he's looking at Lashma, according to the Ktsos. Says the Ktsos, and he's a mocker of the Rishonim. We don't know the name of the Rishon, because he quotes the Ritvan Bab Metzia, and this is the Miyuchas, the Ritvan Bab Metzia, we don't know who he is. And this is the Miyuchas, the Ritvan Bab Metzia, when he, at the end of the parak, he threw in like an additional comment, and then, what did the Ktsos and the Miyuchasim L'Ritva say? The Miyuchasim L'Ritva in Bab Metzia, he really says it, and the Ktsos says a wild fish, says it's not about Lashma. It's not Midin Lashma. Not Midin Lashma, but Midin Shtaros. What's his Kiddush? Does a Shtar Chov need to be Lashma? Shtar Chov doesn't need to be Lashma. If you don't believe me, it's all in the third parak. Look enough above. But you know a Shtar Chov doesn't need to be Lashma. A Shtar Chov doesn't need to be Lashma. Yet, here's the tremendous Kiddush of the Ktsos, based on the Yochas on the Ritva, he says, you can mevatel shtar chov. Says the Ktsos, you can mevatel shtar chov. If I write a shtar chov, and I say, vatel, or his example, I throw it in the garbage, then even if I give it to you, it's not valid. You can mevatel shtar chov. That's a tremendous chiddush. Alideh amira. You can mevatel shtar alideh amira. What's the big chiddush? He says, you can be mevatel any chetza shel shtar. What do I mean? And even if I pick it up and give it to you later in my free will, it's not valid. I write a shtar and I have it signed. I owe Aaron a million shekel, signed by two Adim. Then I throw it in the garbage and say, change my mind. I don't want to borrow the million shekel. Even if I take it out of the garbage and borrow the million shekel and give it to you, it's a puzzle shtar. No one else holds this. But the Ktsos thinks this. And the Yuchas on the Ritva thinks this. And of course, his raya is exactly Arasugya. Not bidin l'shma, bidin shtaros. Shtaros don't need to be l'shma. L'shma things aren't shtaros. Right, Midin Shtar. You can mevatel any chetzah shel shtar. Nothing to do with Lashma. Shtaros don't need to be Lashma. If I ask you in two words to explain to me, Mehechi takes you, why would we think it makes sense to mevatel chetzah shel shtar? If all shtaros are based on the idea of Das HaMeschayev, right? The whole reason a shtar is a shtar is because it's representing the Das of the person who authorized writing the shtar. Once he takes his Das away from it, maybe now it's fundamentally broken. All a shtar is Das HaMeschayev. If you take away the Das HaMeschayev, now it's just a piece of paper, and you cannot resurrect that. That's a totally different way of looking at things, right? The Svara is, a shtar is only a shtar because it is a concrete Das HaMeschayev. What am I adding? Notice I'm adding something that the Rishonim didn't say explicitly. The Rishonim said, a shtar is only valid if it's written Midas HaMeschayev. Could have said, you need like permission of Das HaMeschayev. Saying, no, it's not because you need permission of Das HaMeschayev. It's more like the Baal HaMor says, Bipik Savo. It's not that you need a Tanai of permission of Das HaMeschayev for your shtar. The whole Mahus of a shtar is Das HaMeschayev. The whole point of a shtar is that it represents my Das to be Meschayev to you. That's not a checkbox. That's the Mahus of a shtar. That's what the Baal HaMor says. Mifi k'tavam is possible, mifi k'tavot was kosher.
So it's Tanki Mishayev, and once the Mishayev removes his das, it is batel. Batel forever. He can't put the das back into it. Why? It no longer, it was written as an expression of his, or at least signed, right? You don't need writing with Shema Vashtaris. It was signed as an expression of his das. Once he withdraws his das, now it was not, it's not an expression of his das. He can't put it back in without writing a new shtar. It's no longer an expression of his das, because he took his das out of it. And even if he decides, now I change my mind, I want to go through with it, this shtar doesn't represent it, doesn't express his das anymore. This shtar is batel mutl, he's a new shtar to express his das. So it could be, you could say it's an shtaros, you could say it's an lishma, those are my two possibilities. Within lishma, just, you get the question of, how does this relate to everything else which is lishma? And just a chazer, it could be just here there's a person, there's no person. It could be here it's not a gmar maisa, here it is a gmar maisa, which is very, you know, very, gets very much into what the Rav was saying, that it's because it's a fundamentally different rule of the ksiva. By everything else, the ksiva is merely preparing a chefza. It's not part of what you're doing later. Over here, it's one process of ksiva nesina. Maybe that's the why it's not a gmar maisa, and that's why you're not being vatal a chefza. You're just retracting something you're in the middle of doing. You're just canceling something you're in the middle of doing. If I do half of something, cancel it, and then do the other half, then it doesn't work. And that's how the Rav understood why this works. This is going to be a very big question. Again, we'll come back to this again and again. A, is the ksiva merely preparatory stage, or is the ksiva part of the gerushin? The Rav has a strong opinion. And B, what does that have to do with the shma? The Rav has a strong opinion about that also. The shma is not just stama tnai. Lishma is exactly another way of saying that the ksiva, that's our Shefter said in there, and the Rav says in the pretty clear in the Shurim here also, in that version, that lishma is merely a way of saying in shorthand that the ksiva is part of the gerushin. Okay, we did not, very, very sadly, get to today's shir yet, but we derived nechama from the fact, what? We did number one, exactly. But we get lots of nechama from the fact that there will be another shir on Thursday and we'll be able to get to it. So we needn't worry.
And get to